Conversation Review has been around for a while in Outlook, but in 2010, we really did a lot of work on it. And the great thing about Conversation View is instead of having your emails the way most people do them with the oldest on the bottom, the newest on top, and just, you know, all mixed together, Conversation View takes all those messages and it groups them by subject so that the, you know, messages that are in the same thread are together in the same place. And what's happened with Outlook 2010 is now, even if you take messages and file them into a folder, when you get a new message that's about that thread, you'll be able to see all the messages. And then you could click again, and you can even see messages that you've actually sent and replied all in the same context without having to click and go to your sent items or go to some file a different file to find the email that you sent. You can see them all right there together in a single place. And the other thing that it does is when a new email comes in about that thread, the entire thread gets moved up to the top of your inbox, so you don't have to scroll back down trying to find earlier messages about it. It's all right there together in a single place. It also lets you quickly scan your email box. And so if you have maybe some people have folders where they put lots of emails when they get mail from distribution lists or RSS feeds or things like that, you can also use it in that view, and then you can quickly scan down through the messages, look at the ones that are relevant to you, and then only click on those and not have to sift through, you know, maybe hundreds or thousands of messages trying to find a particular email that you're looking for.
And one of the great things that it does is sometimes you get these messages that have 150 people copied on it, and so they're all of a sudden this conversation starts, and you can quickly sort through those in a very efficient way and pull out what you need rather than having to go. Sometimes they're scattered throughout your email.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, the idea of Conversation View is that, like you said, it's less mail in your inbox. It allows you to see it quicker, and it's just a different way to organize it. But we feel like it really brings things together in a single place. And that's a lot of what we did in Outlook, was trying to make things easier to find, and also just eliminate clicks. So, you know, related to Conversation View is the idea of cleaning up a conversation.
Right.
And you know,
or ignoring a conversation. If you go, this is not for me, you can ignore it as well.
Exactly. Yeah. So let's talk about that one. So ignore conversation. I think we've all gotten those emails where somebody gets promoted or a baby announcement or somebody's retiring and an email goes out to a lot of people. And inevitably, at least a few people always end up replying all and say congratulations.
Oh, no, in our
you.
Shop, everybody replies.
Right.
It's like mandatory.
All
you have
care
to,
about is that original thread. You don't care what everybody else says.
Yeah.
And so when those emails come in, as soon as you see it and you're like, oh, I don't want to see all these messages, you click on ignore thread and all the messages that are already in your inbox and any new messages that come in about that automatically go to your deleted items folder, and you don't have to worry about deleting them. They are there. If you want to get them back, you can go look at them, deleted items folder, but you don't even see them come in your inbox. They just go straight to deleted items.
And the cleanup function does what?
The cleanup function reduces the overall mail in your inbox. So when you're emailing back and forth with somebody, the only email you really need is the newest one, because the newest one contains all the previous conversations that you've had. But maybe if you've emailed back and forth with this person 10 times, you've got 10 emails in your inbox. And if you do it the normal way, you'd see the first one, you'd have to read that one, delete it, move up through your mail, find the next one, read it, delete it, and move up through. What cleanup does is it goes through and it cleans up all those redundant messages and only leaves the newest one.
And I should note, this functionality is only on Outlook 2010, right?
Correct. Conversation View is actually in Outlook 2007. It's just not as full featured as it is in 2010. So you can turn on the Conversation View and use that in Outlook 2007 today.
Very nice. One of the other things, and then we'll move off to Word, because I want to move to the other things, but the setting up a meeting. There's a very easy, we've all gone through this, where you send out 400 messages to set up a meeting. There's an easier way to do that.
Yeah, and actually, it doesn't help with sending messages out. What it does is, what happens to most people is they'll start an email conversation with somebody, and then inevitably, you know, maybe you can't get to resolution over email. You're like, you know what, we just need to have a call about this and get on the phone and talk about it, or maybe have a face-to-face meeting. And today, in previous versions of Outlook, to do that, you have to go and create a new meeting request, and then you copy the names of the people over from the original email and paste them in. Then you copy the subject over and paste that in. Then what I normally do is either paste the mail message in or put it in there as an attachment, and then now you can schedule the time and send the meeting request out. We've created a thing in Outlook 2010 called Quick Steps, and one of the built-in quick steps is reply with meeting. And so when you're in an email and somebody says, you know what, we need to have a meeting about this, with a single click, it brings up a meeting request that has all the people from the original mail message, the subject, and the contents of the mail message that you started from is in the body of the meeting request. So instead of something that took multiple clicks and moving back and forth between an email and your calendar and all that stuff, now with a single click, you get all that. And like we showed you when you came into our office that day, if you're using our office communication server or our new Link product, with another single click, you can actually add in the online meeting details and have a conference call number. So something that would have taken 3 or 4 or 5 clicks before is basically done with 2 clicks now with Outlook 2010.
Very nice. Talk about Office particularly, and here we're talking about Office 2007. What are some of the biggest, what couple tips would you give folks using Office that most people don't know?
For people that are moving to Office 2007 or 2010 that were on Office 2003 before, one of the biggest things that can help them that a lot of people don't realize is up in the top left corner of all the applications, whether it's Outlook or Word or Excel or PowerPoint, there's a little toolbar up in the very top left corner, and it's got the save buttons up there automatically, and undo and redo are up there. But you can actually add any command to that toolbar in the ribbon. And so one of the questions we get a lot when people first moved to Office 2007 is, they're like, where did spell check go? I'm used to spell checking being right up in the middle of my toolbar. I know where to go to click on it. And now I have to make a couple different clicks to find spell check. Well, for commands like that you use all the time, if you just right-click on it, any command in the ribbon, if you right-click on it and say add to quick access toolbar, it will show up in that top left corner on that toolbar now. And so you can get to the commands you use all the time very quickly, even if they're not on the main page of the ribbon. So instead of clicking around the ribbon, you stick your commands up there and you're able to get to them much faster, and the ones that you use all the time. So that's the one that I see when I see people have moved to 2007 that they're not using that I think could save them a lot of time.
Very nice. And unfortunately, I'm just about out of time, but give people one more thing, because a lot of folks use Excel. I know you had a couple of tips for Excel users.
Yeah, for Excel, for people that are going from 2003 to 2007, the big change there was from a performance perspective. Instead of being able to have less than 100,000 rows, you can actually have over 1 million rows in Excel 2007.
Oh, perfect.
And then when we go to Excel 2010, we have a new free add-on called Excel Power Pivot, and you can have millions and millions of rows in an Excel spreadsheet now. And it's very fast. It keeps all those millions of rows in memory. And so you can have a spreadsheet with 4 million rows in it, and you can sort, you can add formulas and everything in seconds, where in the older versions, that would have taken hours, sometimes even days, depending on how large the spreadsheet was. So from a performance perspective, Excel really jumps ahead with 2007 and then even farther ahead with 2010.
My goodness, for those of us who are very intimidated by Excel, my stomach's all of a sudden feeling a little upset.
It's funny, Chris, when I do a lot of tips and tricks presentations, and when I, you know, to 50, 60, 75 people, when I do that, there's always somebody in the room when I tell them about the number of rows you're going to have, somebody always jumps up and is like, yes. I'm like, okay, there's the data guy in the
right.
room.
Right.